Hi, and welcome back, and thank you for joining us today for week three of our ongoing 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. And as I mentioned every week, these tools can be found in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools: Support for Your Soul. And I want you to know that this ongoing series will empower you to become your infinite self. So let us begin this morning with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. And this morning, I'm excited about today's video, because Jane will be talking about sensations that we can experience during or after meditation. For many of us, that will answer the question that we have hesitated to ask or acknowledge: what is happening to us as we meditate? Let's watch and listen.
Well, hi, we are moving forward on this journey of self-realization, self-discovery, discovering the real self of you. Now that you've been meditating and you are committed and you are definitely on the move, new vibrations and new energies are coming in. And as we continue the anniversary of the Spiritual Power Tools, we are going to go now into page 14, if you have your Spiritual Power Tool book. And if this is 50 years from now, God only knows what to say about that. But it doesn't matter. Everything I'm saying here is going to be true 1,000 years from now. It doesn't matter. This is the way it goes, and this is the way it works for you. Now, we are going to talk about sensations you may experience during and after meditation. And I'm going to address this because the reason I felt that this was very important to put in my spiritual power tool books was because when these things began happening to me, I did not know what was going on. It scared me somewhat, and I was a little fearful about it. So I want to address these things so that you know that this could happen, and if it does, that this is what it means, and not to get frightened from it. Because I have found out that everybody has their own rate of speed in their meditations, and some of you experience all these things, and some of you experience one or none of them. Something else might be tapping you. But nevertheless, 99.9% of people that meditate have one of these experiences, and I want to address them so that you are comfortable with what happens. And as you can see, the first one I have up here is a cool sensation on your forehead. And the reason I put that up there right on, because that was one of the very first things that happened to me as I began meditating. I felt something happening right here on my forehead. I felt like a cool breeze, like some sort of an energy or something. And I remember when it first happened to me, I sat up and said, "What was that?" And I looked around the room, thinking that maybe a door was open or a window was open, because I felt this breeze across here. And there was nothing visible that was open. So I went back to my meditation, and I continued meditating, and I felt even more of this thing happening to me. Well, it frightened me. It was like, what have I gotten myself into? So I continued meditating, and it was coming down from my computer. Infinite Intelligence was saying and giving me the impression that my third eye was now opening more. See, your third eye, which is right here, spiritually they call it the third eye. I'm going to call it the third eye because this is the general, simplest way to talk about it. Right here is a gland that as you meditate, you become more aware of this energy that's coming across your forehead. And what happened with me, and I'm talking about other students that I've had in the past many, many years, have talked to me about this too. So it's happened to many that this starts to open up this big, and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it almost feels like the whole top of your head now is vibrating on a different vibration. And that's exactly what was happening. So if you're having any experience of having somewhat of this feeling across your forehead, that only means that you're tapping into the higher vibrations. This is bringing you up in vibrations. So if this is at 25, then it becomes a 50, a 75, and pretty soon you're 100% in the spiritual, I want to call it tube, if you will, the energy tube, funnel, where you're tapping into the infinite intelligence and is coming into your conscious mind. And as this was beginning to happen to me, it became part of the process. I always felt like this was open when I sat down to meditate. And then as time went on, this little experience was continuously open. Once it started to open, then during the day, I didn't have to sit down and meditate. It was open. I was connected. But it took maybe a while, maybe a year or 2 years, to have that constantly connected. That constant part of me was always connected to the infinite intelligence. And this is the point of the meditation, is to be able to connect to the infinite intelligence and have it always connected. So the stronger you connect to this energy by committing to your meditations, the stronger this vibration goes up, and the more you are connected, the more it becomes part of your life. Part of your life. It's just like only when I'm meditating in the morning and the evening, I have this sensation. Pretty soon, what happened to me was I began to feel this energy, not only when I was sitting formally meditating, but as I was doing the dishes or driving my car, I began to know that I was connected 24/7. This didn't happen overnight, guys. No, no, no. But it began to happen, and it began to experience this thing that was always open. And then when I sat down to meditate, it became more vibrant, more vibrant. It's like as I was moving through my day, it was coming in, say, 50%. But when I was meditating, it was coming in 100% until I gradually came to that point where I was 100%. I didn't have to formally meditate anymore like I used to, but I was consciously and aware that I was totally connected. But it didn't happen overnight. It did not happen overnight. It happened slowly but surely through the years. I'm going to put it through the years. So this is part of the process. This is one of the things that happens as we are meditating. As you can see, I have other things on my list. A slight tension or pressure beneath your eyes. Right in here. A pressure. I could feel as this was opening up, I was getting some pressure. And that was all part of the process. So this is opening, and you're finding that you have more pressure right in this area. And that's, if you're watching this 100 years from now, this is true for you as it did a million years ago when whoever was moving in consciousness was back then moving in consciousness. It's still true. It's the truth of our being. It's the way we operate, our operating system within this body. And I've already talked about a cool stream of energy moving over your forehead. I just addressed that a minute ago. And now the top of your head heats up or begins to itch. See, this is your beginning to come into more conscious awareness. You're going to feel that there's something happening at the top of your head, and it surely is. And I can remember the first time I felt this, that I'm thinking, I better go home. I better go wash my hair. My hair must be dirty. What's going on here? And I went and washed my hair, and the next day I was meditating, and the same thing happened. And I thought, oh, this must be part of the process. It must be part of what happens. I felt something on the top of my head kind of pushing on me. So this is part of that can happen. It can happen. It doesn't mean it's going to, but if this does happen, I want to give you the confidence that you are okay. You don't need to go to the doctor, because I thought there must be something wrong with my brain. Maybe I should go to the doctor, because I had no book to read. I had nothing at that time that could support me in understanding what was happening to me, except the only thing I did know that new things were coming to me, and there was a peace about that passes understanding. I felt I am at peace with this, even though I don't understand it. The peace that passes understanding. Remember that one. Because there's a peace that comes. So as we move forward, the next thing, seeing white or colored lights, that was another thing that were happening. And I would close my eyes and it would get very light, like there was something open in the middle of the night. I would close my eyes and I could see a light coming in. And I can remember when that first happened to me. I'm thinking, I thought I turned out the lights. What's going on? And I'd open my eyes and there was no light. The room was dark. And yet when I closed my eyes, sometimes I saw colors, sometimes I saw white, sometimes I saw nothing. It didn't matter. I knew that there was something going on with me. There was an energy taking over my consciousness and energy. And one of the other things is feeling as if you are expanded beyond or above your body. Okay, I want to address this one because this, I talk about what really, really, really scared me when I felt this expansion of energy, and this happened later, but I felt this expansion of energy that was bigger, and I was bigger than this body. And it felt very strange, but I realized that I was tapping into that infinite intelligence, which is part of the vastness of this universe, And what that did for me was to show me I was beyond the body. In other words, with that experience, I began to understand that I expanded outside my body. And yet, I could bring myself back into my body to get up, walk, and move forward. So there was an expansion of consciousness here. And I realized that this expansion of consciousness was embracing my whole room, yet I was in the body. I was in the body and experiencing this expansion. And this is part of the process as we move and we continue the work of moving our consciousness, tapping into infinite intelligence, we find ourselves expanding in consciousness. There's an expansion. And this was so hard for me. This last one. Being blank or unable to think. All of a sudden, someone would ask me a question, I was unable to think. But this happened way after the other things. I mean, many years later. You realize that I was working on this for a long time. As I expanded and new things were happening to me, I was writing them down like I told you to last week. Write them down. Because there's a process that's happening with you. You might as well have some journaling so that you can go back in it and say, oh, okay, I felt that energy across my forehead. I felt myself expanding. And when I expanded, I started to feel like my brain was stopped functioning, so to speak. And what was actually happening to me when I felt that very strange feeling and I felt very blank and almost like I'm sitting in the chair and I can't move. And I felt quiet. This did not happen the first 5 years that I was meditating. It was long down the road, but this is a part of the process, and this is why I'm addressing it. So that when you walk down this road, that if this happens, you'll understand it. It's like I realized what was happening. I was getting downloaded, if you will, from the mainframe, the infinite intelligence. I was getting downloaded. And so, and this would happen periodically to me at different times on my journey. Suddenly, I would have this experience of being blank and being called into meditation. In other words, called into sitting down and just listening. I'd sit down and I would say, okay, I'm getting downloaded. And it would be just like I'm sitting here with my eyes closed, feeling the energy all around me, feeling the white light all around me, and unable to think and just be. And once that began to happen, sometime during the day, or maybe during the week, I'd have a huge revelation about something. Somebody would say something to me, or I'd knock on the door, and I'd answer the door. I would know what to do, what to say, and how to be. And it was like I was getting guidance, and the truth was I was getting guidance from the master computer mainframe. Infinite intelligence of God, of the Absolute, of whatever you want to call it, cosmic intelligence. It's very hard to put words to some of this now, 45, going on 50 years later. It was hard to put words onto some of this because it was so fast and so compelling, if you will. So I'm talking to you about the different sensations you might have as you're meditating, because this is important for you to remember, because it may not be happening now, and some of this may be happening now, but this is an ongoing thing, ongoing. As you are getting rewired on a regular basis, you are able to tap the infinite intelligence of the universe much more quickly. Boom. Things start moving in your life. And yet, you're taking care of your family, you're going to work, you're doing the things that a householder has to do, and yet being spiritually involved in your spiritual journey. Way back when, they used to go to monasteries. They used to go to India, like I talked to you a couple weeks ago. Wanted to go to India. No, I had to be a modern, so to speak, mystic, so to speak. I had to be the modern mystic. In other words, I am not going to the convent and learning this. I am every day growing spiritually. And this is what's going to be happening for all beings in the future. They are going to be able to tap into the infinite intelligence of this planet through meditation without going to a guru in India, or this is possible for all humanity to tap into that higher energy. And many of the souls that are coming in the future are going to already been tapping into the infinite intelligence of the universe in other lifetimes, and now they're coming to do their final work. And I can talk to you about that either much further on down the road here. But for right now, continue your meditation, continue connecting, be committed, be responsible, and have a little journal or something that you can write in and put dates on it, so that maybe a year from now you can go back and look at something that perhaps was told to you through meditation when you connected, and then now it's coming into fruition. And I found out things were coming into fruition either right away or a year from now or 2 years from then. But I was being prepared always for my next step, as you will and are. So all I can say is thank you for being a part of my life, and thank you for this opportunity that you're giving me to share my journey with you and support you on this wonderful journey of self-realization and tapping in to the universal consciousness that created all of this to begin with. Bye-bye for now.
I have experienced several sensations during meditation that Jane mentioned. However, when I began to meditate, I didn't have this information, and many times I became frightened because I didn't know what was happening to me. Fortunately, I met Jane, and as they say, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And Jane began to help me move through these sensations and flow with the new energy and vibrations that I began experiencing. As Jane states over and over, that this does not happen overnight. The sensation of the third eye opening no longer made me uncomfortable. I didn't know what was happening up here. And Jane helped me understand what was happening, as well as my scalp being itchy. You just begin to flow with the process of your expanding consciousness. It becomes part of your spiritual journey. And closing my eyes and being in the light became a normal occurrence for me. So when you sit down to meditate this week, please remember you are tapping into the universal consciousness of the planet. And your energy and vibration is being recalibrated. You're being recalibrated. And I also want to visit with you about understanding and possibly experiencing these occurrences. I want to invite you to join us on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our question and answering gathering. This is a gathering of like-minded souls, and you can ask questions or explain experiences that you're having. And we will be so happy to help you with anything that we can assist you with. And please note that additional information is in the chat area below. And I want to say thank you for your gracious and generous gifts to the center. These gifts allow us to continue this work serving all souls. And the information for donations is also listed in the chat area. Let's take a few minutes to meditate together. So if you will, please close your eyes and just allow the chair that you're sitting in support you. Empty your mind. We are tapping into the silence of the universal planet, the infinite intuitive guidance of the planet. Allow your mind to go blank. You are moving into the quiet. And the peace. Of silence. You're giving yourself this spiritual gift. Of mindlessness. Continue to relax. As you move deeper and deeper into nothingness. You no longer hear any chatter. You are a spiritual being. You are silent. The infinite energy of the universe is flowing through you. Expanding your consciousness. You are being opened to the infinite guidance of the universe. We have come together today in the silence and have experienced the flow of the infinite intelligence of the universe together. And we are grateful. And as we move from this now moment, we open our eyes when we feel comfortable, knowing that the chair is supporting us. And we are grateful, so grateful to have spent this time together. I will see you next week. Have a wonderful week. Bye now.